The goal is to bring Liberians together, people from the diaspora, to come to Liberia, you know, rediscover Liberia, get to know their brothers and sisters all over again who are on the ground, to also drive some investment opportunities, also drive, you know, tourism and things of that nature. But the overall goal really is to bring the entire community together, those in the diaspora. And I'm not just talking U.S., right? Because some people think the diaspora for Liberia is the U.S. We're talking from everywhere, the U.K., you know, Australia, Canada, China, anywhere there are Liberians living outside of Liberia. We want to bring them home and be one with each other, so that we build a stronger and better Liberia together.
Nikwita, I understand this return will be a month-long celebration. So what will be some of the activities planned during this time?
Well, there's a lot of activities planned for, you know, entertainment, for business, for unity. We have a Christmas cantata. We have gift giveaways in different counties for kids. We have an investment conference that's going on. We have tour packages for people who want to visit some of the hot tourism spots like Potawatomi Waterfalls, or going to Robertsport, where we have some of the best surfing waters in the world. We are going to be doing so many great activities that's going to be engaging for the diaspora and for all that's coming this Christmas season.
If I could add to what Nikwita just said.
Go ahead.
One of the major events is the One Liberia March, where we're going to hold hands and walk in the streets of Monrovia in solidarity, that we are all one. And then there's also this One Liberia dialogue, you know, that the president is really looking forward to. This is the first time that the diaspora and the people on ground will have an opportunity to engage and talk about what are some things that, you know, frightens them about us when they hear we're coming home. What are some things that maybe frightens us? We're all one people, and it's time that we started reconnecting, you know. So the dialogue is going to be very good for us to kind of just talk, if you will.
Nikwita, can you expand on that? The idea during this dialogue, the idea will be what? To promote reconciliation between Liberians in the diaspora and those at home. Why is this necessary? Has there been any issue?
I think there's many issues when we think about people coming home. I think there's a fear of the people on the ground. Oh, the people coming to take stuff from us, you know, and then for us, we face a lot of challenges sometimes when we get there, where people see you and consider you like an outsider. Those that are in the diaspora were able to come out of the country because of war or because of unrest that has happened there and, you know, live in exile basically from our homeland. But I think there is a love for the homeland, and that's what brings us back to Liberia, not only coming there because it's our homeland, but also coming to give back.
So, Clarice, you mentioned earlier that one of the goals is to encourage investment and boost tourism. You and I know that several factors, including good governance, go into promoting tourism. What can you say when it comes to Liberia?
Well, I mean, under the new president, President Boakai, of course, he's trying the best he can with governance. But I'll be very honest with you, what I find in a lot of African countries, unfortunately, there's bad governance. Even in America, there's bad governance. And yes, you need good governance, you know, to do tourism. But all the same, you can still do your tourism, take people to the beautiful places, allow us to spend our money in our own country, like the Kudas are giving back, you know, increasing the monies that they have, you know, during this time. So I feel like, yes, we need good governance, and I think we're headed in the right direction.